You better run or you'll be on the business end of that caulking gun.
You want to stop me, Ronnie? She's lost her mind.
What's the problem, kids?
I just need 3 hours to replace the floor in the guards' lounge, but I can't do it until they leave.
I like the lounge the way it is.
Sir, without the guards' lounge, we bailiffs had no place to cut loose and recreate.
All right, I tell you what, guys, you can use my office as a temporary bailiff's lounge. How does that sound?
Very Solomon-like, Your Honor.
I don't like it, but okay.
Boss, you wanted to see me?
Yes, the birds are using my car for target practice again.
Oh, Don, that metallic finish is like a pigeon magnet.
So, I want you to go stand by my parking space and act like a scarecrow.
Dad, last time you made Phil do that, he got arrested for loitering.
Yeah, well, no one's going to accuse him of loitering this time.
Oh.
Yes, sir. People versus Ohlmeyer, breaking and entering and burglary.
Mr. Prosecutor?
Yes, sir. The Depends desperado here broke into a private residence. And he attempted to make off with an original D'Amore painting valued at over $200,000.
Defense?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Ohlmeyer and his wife recently lost their entire nest egg when their local savings and loan failed. So he entered the home of the bank president to make a withdrawal of sorts.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Ohlmeyer, but that's not the way it works.
Well, you tell me how it works. The bank fails. They tell me my money's uninsured. I lost $110,000, my life savings.
Mac, why don't you see what you can find out about this?
I'm on it, sir.
Oh, there's my little girl. Oh.
Excuse me, sir. You're fondling the state's evidence.
Oh, I've come to take her home. Oh, C. Roscoe Kittredge, Your Honor, president and owner of Rockville Savings, and this painting belongs to me.
It belongs to all of us who lost our money in his bank.
Sir, this painting happens to be a bank investment.
Then why was it hanging in your living room?
Well, it had to hang somewhere. Hey, I'm a victim as well. Rockville Savings has just been seized by the government. I'm just as broke as this man. I'm bankrupt.
Excuse me, Your Honor, but there's an emergency call for a Mr. Kittredge from his houseboy.
You're bankrupt and you have a houseboy?
Well, bankruptcy means different things to different people.
Uh-huh. Why don't we take a break while Mr. Kittredge huddles with his houseboy?
Bad news, boss. I stood out by your car like you told me, but, the birds still hit it pretty good. On the bright side, I sold enough pencils for a car wash.
Good. Now, go earn me a hot wax.
Oh. Overtime! Excuse me, I'm sorry to hear about your case. I kept some of my assets in that bank, too.
Yeah, that big ball of lint, right?
No, really, boss. I'm liquid in several places.
I'm sure you are.
If there's anything I can do to help out, just let me know.
Well, you can start by getting off my foot.
Come on. The man has enough troubles without being hazed by the Friends of the Midnight Mission.
A check of my collection has turned up another missing painting. Gerstel's The Yellow Parasol.
The Yellow Parasol? Isn't that on display somewhere?
Yes, in my guest powder room. That is, until a certain old man got his wrinkled mitts on it.
Oh, wait a minute. There is no proof that my client was involved.
I was.
Except, of course, my client's confession.
And my wife broke in with me.
She's holding your Gerstel at brush point, and if we don't get our money back, the yellow parasol is going to become the polka dot parasol.
Oh. You old fool, you can't just kidnap a masterpiece. Great art belongs to the masses.
Oh, really? And exactly how many of these masses got to see it hanging in your guest powder room?
Oh, we throw lots of parties.
Oh, you do, do you? Really?
All right, okay. Okay, that's a five, Miss Sullivan. My office.
Sorry, folks, didn't mean to interrupt. Miss Sullivan, I cannot tolerate blackmail in my courtroom.
Idaho.
So I would suggest that you talk to Mr. Ohlmeyer and get him to bring that painting back before he gets in over his head.
Boise.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's more to this case than the simple letter of the law.
Rhode Island.
An old couple has lost their life savings. Where else can they go to get some justice?
Providence.
I feel real bad about the Ohlmeyers, too, but that is out of my jurisdiction.
Montana.
Well, if we can't help them, who will?
Helena.
Who?
It's the capital of Montana, right?
We were playing for money.
Sorry.
Sorry, Spearmint. The guards' lounge is only for bailiffs and other official personnel.
Spearmint?
Groupies.
Excuse me, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah.
I'm Edward Shoup, U.S. Office of Thrift Supervision.
He's the fascist bank examiner who stole my SNL.
Rockville Savings failed last month. Government is still trying to liquidate its assets.
You leech. Why don't you auction off my blood, too?
I can't. It's too cold. We checked on this Ohlmeyer person you're holding. He's telling the truth. At one time, he had bank bonds worth $111,000. Then Kittredge runs the bank into the ground, and Ohlmeyer winds up with bupkis.
I don't believe this. Pure Chinese silk. This was my favorite power tie.
Gosh, I feel awful. I'll go earn you a new one. Excuse me.
Sure.
Gee, thanks. Well, I was just wondering, what happens to the people who had passbook accounts at Rockville? Oh,
they're lucky. Passbook accounts are insured up to $100,000.
Only $100,000? Bummer. I sweat and I shave. For what?
Excuse me, Dan Fielding, DA's office. This is going to be a real long shot, but do you by any chance have a Phil Sanders on that list?
Sanders?
Yeah.
Sanders? Philip Alphonse, yeah.
Ooh.
Lost his shirt. Had 3.2 mil in Rockville when it went under.
Mil. As in millions.
Yes.
Phil? What? No. That's impossible.
Whoa, hold on, Dan. Wasn't Phil the stockbroker?
Look, that was years ago. Believe me, the only asset he has left is his lice farm.
Well, maybe not. I mean, I read about this. It's called the Howard Hughes syndrome. Successful businessman socks away every dime, then one day just drops out and lives like a pauper.
You're telling me Phil is loaded?
Well, he was. Of course, now, all he's got left is his insured $100,000.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Oh, Phil! My good man. You know, I was just thinking.
When's the last time you did something fun? Something just for you?
November 6, 1977. I used the pay toilet.
Ah, yes, we all have our special memories, don't we, Philip? Alphonse.
How did you know my middle name, boy?
You know, let's make today special. Here's $10. Go do something just for yourself.
Gee, it's awfully generous, boss.
That's what friends are for. I give to you. You give to me. Remember that. And also remember, Dan is your friend.
Whatever you say, boss.
Dan.
You
know, something else I was just thinking. When's the last time we had lunch together?
Does me licking your plate count?
Get that. How does the Russian tea room sound?
Really? I'm touched, but... Dan.
Right. Listen, first, I have to go change this tie. So, I'll meet you there. It's right next to Carnegie Hall.
Do we really have to eat near Carnegie Hall?
Why not?
It's just that I have this deep-rooted fear of musical instruments.
You're afraid of musical instruments?
Isn't everyone?
Absolutely. You know what? And I think it's time we confronted it together, pal of mine. Russian tea room. 1 hour.
Okay. You know, Dan, I always knew deep down inside that there was something really special about you. I'm glad I'm your lackey.
Me too. Gotta go. Okay.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't concentrate with all this.
Yeah. All right. That's it. You all gotta get out of here. Come on. Everybody. Time to go.
Okay, Harry, we can take a hint. It's not like we have nothing better to do. Come on, guys, let's go take turns sitting on the shoeshine stand.
Come on, hustle, hustle. Out of here. Come on. I'll take that, thank you.
Hey, how was lunch?
Oh, why so glum, Dan? Phil, let you pick up the check?
No, and from now on, you should be careful what you say about Phil Sanders.
Oh, why? Because he's suddenly rich?
No. Because he's suddenly dead.
Oh. Dan, I don't believe it. Phil's dead? What happened?
It was a piano accident.
A what?
In front of Carnegie Hall. They were hoisting a baby grand up to the second floor just as Phil was walking under. The rope snapped and boom. The key was sharp. Phil was flat.
What a way to go.
Oh, the poor man.
Well, what about me? I had to identify the stain.
Sorry, Dan. I know that you and Phil were very close.
You know, it was his one phobia. The man lived in fear of musical instruments.
Talk about irony.
And I sent him to his death.
Oh, come on, Dan. We know you're upset, but you can't blame yourself.
Christine's right. These things just happen. Well, not often. Hardly ever. One time they do, it's because it was meant to be.
I've got to put this in perspective.
Of course you do.
It's not my fault Phil died.
That's more like it, Dan.
It's just my dumb luck. The moment I find out Phil's loaded, he kicks the bucket. Dan Fielding gets chipped once again.
Gee, Dan, your grief seems to be getting the better of you.
Dan, I'm shocked. Phil was a living, breathing human being, and you were closer to him than anyone. Surely that must mean something to you.
I think I see your point. Oh, God, how stupid and short-sighted of me. Phil has an estate and no relatives, so that probably means I'm in line for some cash after all. Thank you, Christine. God bless you.
This is boring. I miss doing nothing in the guards lounge.
People, there's more to life than just vegetating in some drab lounge.
Like what?
Exercise, read a novel, write a letter. Your wise man never wastes his free time. Remember, free time is the most precious thing we have.
Jack, that's beautiful.
Okay, floor's done. The guards' lounge is all yours.
Dibs on the folding chair!
Mr. Allmeyer, I am truly sorry about your life savings, but I'm afraid if you don't tell us right now where your wife is hiding that stolen painting, you could be looking at 5 to 10 years in prison.
Oh, dear. Well, Your Honor, I'm an old man, my wife's an old woman, and I guess we need each other more than we need the money.
Would Mr. Kittredge consider dropping the charges?
All I want is my painting back.
Oh, well, all right.
Then your wife really had nothing to do with this?
Well, actually, sir, she held the getaway bus for me.
Case dismissed.
Excuse me, Your Honor, Edward Chupe, I'm with the government. I was given this earlier today. It might be of some assistance to Mr. Omar.
Wow! It's a check to Mr. Olmeyer for $100,000 from Philip Alphonse Sanders.
What? My Phil?
Is it any good?
Oh, yes. Sanders had $100,000 left. He told me he felt badly about the Olmeyers, and he wanted them to have it.
This is fantastic. Where can I find Mr. Sanders?
He has a spot in front of Carnegie Hall.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Kittredge, when the government seized your S&L, weren't you supposed to turn over all the assets?
What's your point?
The paintings.
Oh, these must have slipped my mind.
Thank you. Why don't I come by your house tomorrow in case you had any other memory lapses? Right. I assume it is your house.
I hate you.
His package came for you. I hope it's not Phil.
It's from Phil. Dear boss, sorry I ruined your power tie. Saw this one on the way to lunch and thought of you. Love, Phil. Figures.
What do you mean?
Phil's last act was to buy me a gift.
Yeah, that's really touching.
That's just typical of the dumb stunts he was always pulling. That I even put up with Phil is a tribute to my divine patience.
You're having a hard time with this, aren't you?
What is it with you people around here? Why does everyone want me to break down and cry?
Because it'll make you feel better.
Christine, I'm fine. The man did me a few errands. It's not like I was his brother.
Okay, that's what you feel about it.
Well, I will admit that losing Phil will affect me in certain ways. I mean, for instance, he always dropped off my dry cleaning, so at the moment I'm not sure where half my suits are. And if I wanted information on a woman I was dating, like her birth date or her name, I could always count on Phil. And he was the best house sitter, too, because he didn't mind sleeping in the sink.
So, what you're saying is that Phil's passing is just an inconvenience to you?
No, just saying that I don't have to cry to feel the loss. Because my life is going to be a little different every day. And if you don't think that means anything to me, you're sadly mistaken.
I'm sorry, Dan. I guess I misjudged you.
Join the crowd. Well, Phil, it's not much to remember you by, but I guess it'll have to do. Still, I won't forget you, you bum. Boy, life is cruel. I mean, what purpose could be served by the death of such a good soul?
Good night.
Night.
Oh, by the way, thought you might like to know, your friend who died, turns out he had accounts in half the banks in New York. He left an estate worth over $8 million. Now, all goes to someone else. Go figure.
That's the purpose.
Thank you, Phil!
Candyland presents another What the Heck?